All right, so today we're diving into something pretty fascinating, I think. The whole concept of like divine feminine power, but looking at it through the work of one specific person, Atta Buxy.
Yeah, we found her online and thought she'd be a good one to kind of dig into for this deep dive. She has a really distinct perspective, at least from what we're seeing on her website.
For sure. So Atta Buxy, in case you haven't heard of her, she's a professional belly dancer, and she's also a certified somatic movement educator.
Yeah, we'll get into exactly what that is in a bit.
Definitely. But she's created this whole thing called the Diva Dancer Project. And right away, I gotta say, her Taino ancestry and the fact that her name literally means the heart of the mother. I mean, that really sets the stage for what she's all about, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely. You get a real sense of her focus just from that.
Totally. And that's what we're trying to unpack here. How she approaches women's wellness and empowerment through, well, her own pretty unique lens.
Yeah, and it seems like her passions are really at the core about using belly dance as a way to heal and to create these spaces, like she calls them sacred spaces, where women can really tap into that divine feminine power.
So she's been dancing for 25 years, brings in that somatic movement background, and that's led to this Diva Dancer Total Women's Wellness Project.
Right. And it's a pretty comprehensive program. Like they weave together belly dance, then you've got the somatic work, which is sometimes called embodiment work, and then they layer in all this stuff about self-care.
Okay, so a lot going on there.
It is. And the goal is to help women, especially women who are really into self-healing, to kind of take charge and make improvements in their lives, like physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually.
So what is this somatic work exactly?
It's basically like you're really tuning in to the sensations in your body, you know, and through that you might start to understand, even release some of the tension you're holding, or maybe even emotional blocks.
Interesting. So it's more than just learning how to, do the dance moves. What's it like to actually go to one of these Diva Dancer classes?
Well, she makes it clear it's not just about technique. She calls it an immersive journey, and the focus is really on embodying the movement, finding that personal healing and self-discovery. And it all happens with this community of women, all ages, all backgrounds, all different body types. Everyone's kind of on this shared journey.
And that sense of community seems so central to what she does.
Definitely. She even calls it the Diva Dancer Sisterhood. So yeah, it's all about learning and healing together, and she's really big on making sure it's fun too.
Which is important. Makes it sustainable, right?
Exactly. And she's got a message, you know, directly for anyone listening right now. She talks about this divine feminine energy, this inherent energy that we all have, but that she believes has been suppressed. So she's basically saying it's time to set that free, to reconnect with that source of power within. Like, this is your time to focus on yourself.
It's a powerful message. And I love that she offers this free somatic self-care guide
Oh,
to help
yeah.
people get started. It's a tangible way to start exploring those ideas.
It is. So to kind of sum it all up, what we're seeing with Atta Buxy's work is this really holistic way of thinking about women's wellness. It's all centered around, like she says, experiencing and expressing this divine feminine. And that comes through the movement of belly dance, but it also comes through that deeper awareness of your body through somatic practices. And then it's all within this supportive community. And of course, there's the self-care piece too.
Yeah, it's like this whole package deal. So here's something to think about, going off of what we've learned about Atta Buxy's approach. How do you think about Atta Buxy's actively exploring and reconnecting with your own sense of inner strength and your own intuition? And obviously, you define that for yourself, but how might that impact your overall well-being? Something to ponder, I guess. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.